Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of May, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Any special day out there?
National?
Limerick Day.
Limerick?
Limerick Day.
Ooh.
School Nurse Day.
Oh.
Okay, we like school nurses. All right. Thanks, Jared.
Okay.
What's it look like?
Good morning, everybody. Okay, it is the 12th of, almost in the middle of May. Okay, hot today with a high of 96, by the way. We are out of the red flag warning. So, anyway, still a hot day, mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of 62. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 95. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 63. Slight chance of showers on Friday with a high of 92. Oh, my God, that's the night we're at the rodeo. Friday night, remember that one time we sat in a complete deluge? That's all right. We'll bring up ponchos. Slight chance of showers, then mostly clear on Friday night. Again, 62. Saturday calls for sunny with a high of 93. And Sunday sunny with a high of 95. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, as you know, the big robbery was done yesterday, but they've already found the loot. It was an alert this morning about 6:20. The loot has been found. However, the Lone Strangers haven't. Here's the clue.
For the Lone Strangers.
Running from the posse was easy. Pressed on all night they did, electing to plot their escape, still under the stars they hid. One more time. Running from the posse was easy, pressed on all night they did, electing to plot their escape, still under the stars they hid. Okay, and they've already found the loot. I think it was... How could you find the loot already?
Well, people last year or 2 years ago, they found the loot within a period of just 24 hours. Boom.
Hey, we're with Nathan Knudsen.
Knudsen. The K is out there in front.
Executive Director of the Redding Trail Lounge. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Wow. Hey, you know what? This is Cornerstone Community Bank has this Wednesday time. And
they sponsor and they highlight... Some different businesses and companies.
And things going on. So tell us what the Redding Trail Alliance is.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we advocate for, we plan, we build, and we maintain trails in the greater Redding region. And we also plan, build, and maintain bike parks. So that's our whole goal.
Okay, we went online and looked at your mission, and you and I talked about this before we went on air, and I think it's important in your mission statement to create high-quality trail experiences by advocating for building and maintaining trails which are progressive, diverse, and promote community.
Absolutely. So that is a really, really key point as to why Redding Trail Alliance is even in existence, because Redding has had lots of trails for quite a number of years, and as a trail user myself, I started mountain biking, I think, in 99. As a mountain biker, you're kind of always pushing yourself to, you know, grow in the sport, get better, and you're always looking for kind of new experiences on the trail, because that's your whole reason you're out there, is your interaction with what you're riding across. And I started going other places and experiencing other trails all throughout the Western United States. And I would have these really amazing experiences, and I would come back and I would always be happy to be back at home. But I just felt like we needed some different type. I always wanted more, you know, there's always more out there to get from the trails.
Always room for improvement.
Exactly. And, I always kind of like to say, you know, our trails are like you can call them a menu or a resume. And if everything on that resume or that menu is the same, then it's not appealing. But if you have a lot of things to choose from, then it becomes very appealing and it reaches out to a very broad user group. So that's why we really thought that there was room to add diversity to our trail system, and with that diversity, add progression, add trails that were more challenging, whether from a technical standpoint or even like, I'll just use an example of something we created out at Swayze Recreation Area. There's a trail called the Enticer, and this trail, you know, has massive jumps on it. I mean, you can find pictures on our Instagram, actually on our website. I think if you go to our missions page, there's a picture of a guy jumping over another guy going under him. And this was something, you know, besides maybe some illegally created trails, this was something we weren't able to have in, you know, the Redding area. And so we created that. It's a lot of fun. Before we created this trail, I personally didn't jump my mountain bike. Like, I just didn't have the opportunity to do it enough to get comfortable doing it. So created this trail, and now we have this whole massive amount of people that are comfortable getting their bikes in the air, whether from, you know, doctors in their mid-50s to, you know, I have had youths, preteen kids hitting this massive jump. And so it's just creating that experience and this comfort level. And honestly, it comes down to fun. Like, you're just having a lot of fun out there.
But it's more than that, because, I mean, there's some people that say, okay, I'm not going to jump. Mm-hmm. They don't have to jump.
No, totally.
No, I know. But what I'm saying, they're coming down the trail, all of a sudden they're in the air. No, that's not the way it is. But you've got that opportunity if you want to do that. But you want to expand the trails out, because this is just a great area for mountain biking. And the more people we can pull in here to do this, to see how good it is, the more people that will come, tourists. And you all have an event too, right?
Exactly, yeah. But let's highlight on the great area for mountain biking. Totally, and that's why the name, the Enticer.
Right.
Like, we're enticing people to come here and use this. And we are getting people from Canada. We're getting people from Washington, Oregon, Nevada, especially in the winter, because Redding, you can ride all winter long. Like, our trails can get 3 inches of rain on them, and the next day you can go out and ride them. They don't become mucky messes. So it's really a huge draw. And yeah, while we want these experiences for our own selfish reasons, because we're out there using them, it is a huge,
well, that's what I was looking at. Wasn't there a competition, a mountain bike competition here at one time, or am I wrong?
Oh yeah, no, it's, going back, the Lemurian is one of the original mountain bike races, and it's been going on for, I should know this because now I'm the race director. It's been I think this year is going to be our 34th year.
Yeah, I was going to say, thought it's been going on for a while.
Speaking of Lemurian, named the Lemurian, I just, looked in, you know, go to their website, of course, but the Bigfoot Challenge is great. You see these pictures of, like, the rumor has finally been confirmed. Bigfoot does dig more than he rides. It's just so, it's just clever. People are going to want to come just because of the cleverness of that.
We've only got a few minutes left, but when you go out there to make a trail, obviously, do you take an existing trail and then do things to it?
A few cases, yes. But for the most part, primarily we go out and we identify areas where, like, okay, why do you want a trail in this area? You go, you scope the land out, you look at the terrain, you lay out your flagging, you plan it, you map it, and then you submit it to whatever government agency you're going to be building the land on, and then they go through their environmental review process, and then you start
just
to build.
Just like anything else.
Well, when we come back, if you can hang on just for a second, we're going to talk a little bit about, just for a few minutes, we're going to talk about the Salt Creek Trail and your fundraiser.
Okay.
Well, why don't we do that right now?
Okay, all right.
Okay, let's keep it going.
Your fundraiser, Salt Creek Trail.
Let's keep going here. Okay.
We're really, really excited because this is our first, like, in-person fundraiser since, you know, COVID shut everything down. Tonight, or actually all day at the Fusion Lounge, all day long, well, when they open at 11.
Love that place.
20% of their sales from everything goes to Redding Trail Alliance.
Another good reason to go to Fusion.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, buy your office lunch at Fusion. Like, just, pack that place out. So, and then starting at 5 o'clock, they're taking over the food truck park next door across the street from them. And we're going to do bike valet, so ride your bike down. It is bike month. And so they're going to be doing tri-tip sandwiches. We're going to be serving beer and other, you know, beverages. We're going to be having a wonderful raffle, which if you ride your bike, you get one free raffle entry for that. And once again, for the whole evening from 5 to 9 at the park. 20% of all sales goes to Reading Trail Alliance.
Oh, man, that's great.
Okay, so starting today at 11 o'clock
yep.
at Fusion, which is right down here on Placer, mm-hmm. and right there across from the food park.
Yep.
And then at 5 o'clock, you're going to go over to the food park. People that ride their bikes in get a free raffle ticket.
Yes.
And 20% of everything there goes to
yes.
yeah.
the
yeah.
Trails Alliance. Now, how many mountain bike trail riders would you estimate right here in Reading?
Oh, that's a great
would it
question.
Be like
I would say we're over 1,000 people easily now. I used
that.
To know everybody that rides, but 10 years ago, 8 years ago, that a shift happened where I no longer, like, there's a lot of people I don't know.
Now, you want people to join you, too.
Absolutely.
Well, how do they do that? How do they join and support the Reading
Trail Alliance? We encourage people to volunteer in trail work. That's a huge thing because we are a nonprofit. So we, as an organization, we need volunteer work to accomplish our mission. And so they can just go up on our website, go to the Get Involved page, and shoot me an email. Say, hey, I want to be on your trail crew list, and I put you on the list. And I shoot out weekly blasts, letting everybody know what we're doing for the week. And if people want to join, if they happen to have a day that they can come out and spend part of the day working on the trails, then they are invited to.
Can people get maps of the trails from you all?
Unfortunately, no.
Not yet. Okay. But you're moving to that, I'm sure.
It's actually, things have kind of moved away from maps and are going to digital. So right. we are going to have digital resource on our website.
That's
yes,
what I meant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
ReadingTrailAlliance.org, wonderful website. And thank you so much. When you come back in another day, let's talk about some of the trails and what you guys have recently done with the Salt Creek Trail. Is that on your website as well?
It will be soon.
We want to have you back after the rodeo and all this kind of settled down so we can talk about the fundraiser, where you're going, and all of these.
I would love to. I can talk for hours about trails.
Well, you know,
we'll be back.
Well, this is something I think is, you know, we talk about something that's environmental friendly.
Healthy.
It's healthy. More people are getting into it. So that
community
we can,
driven.
Again, we want to bring people in to see how beautiful it is up here. We want our part of the tourism dollar.
Yeah,
up here,
yeah.
And this is just one way of doing it. Nathan Knutson here, the executive director of the Reading Trail Alliance, and thanks to Cornerstone Community Bank,
absolutely
for their support and for the this Wednesday shows when we bring in all these people. So Nathan, thanks a lot.
Thank you both
bet.
Very much.
All right.
You bet. Hey, Linda. There's a Memorial Day sale going on at Sleep Number.
Absolutely.
And,
they bring in a special bed.
Oh, yeah. They've got so many things going there. My Sleep Number, Sleep Number setting is 45 with this new bed that we have, with mm-hmm. the smart bed we have. Your Sleep Number setting. Yeah.
35. I've gone down and it's wonderful. We have the M8 with the split top. And what's nice is that we can elevate the bottom part of the bed, which is great, especially when you're on your feet and you're working out and stuff. You just need to feel like your feet are elevated. This is a great way to do it. At nighttime when you're reading or whatever, you can move the head up or the feet up, and we just are super enjoying our new.
Nathan knows this, that you need good sleep.
Yes.
To recover. Right?
Yes.
And, of course, he's out there doing hundreds of miles where I'm lucky if I can make it to the other end of the store here. But discover proven quality sleep during our Memorial Day sale. Save $1,000 on their Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Exclusive offers also available for military members. Only at our Sleep Number stores up there in the Target Shopping Center next to the vitamin store. Go in and see Steve or any of the pros up there. If there's anything about sleep they don't know, it's because it hasn't been discovered yet. It's Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio. High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundabad. It is the 12th of May, 7:23 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Compass Sports Cards across from the Hill Collision Center. So who are these guys? Well, for the one thing, it's your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia. You know, getting those baseball signed by, you know, Hank Aaron or something like that. Isn't that cool? Featuring baseball, basketball, and football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards. You know, it's a big thing out there. You know, I mean, you know, people, you know, I'm just trying to figure out how much my baseball card collection, you know, started in the 50s. Would be worth today if I had kept it. But even more, my comic book collection, you know, back then. Probably I could be sitting in Tahiti. We're here with Roger Plato and Timothy Danielson from the Salvation Army. And they have they are putting a challenge out to the city. So, Timothy or Roger, either one of you, what's the challenge?
So the challenge is we've had a couple of donors so far who've given $1,500, and the challenge is to the community, we're asking for matching $1,500 donations. to build a commercial kitchen to get ready for the fire season and to be able to have a localized kitchen for us in our building, which would be helpful because for years we've responded to disasters and we have a generous community. So we've been able to use other people's kitchens, but it is a lot quicker and easier for us to respond out of our own building.
Okay. And, during the car fire and the past fires, how many people would you say you helped?
Oh, wow. So when we ran the numbers the other day, in the last 6 years, it's over 200,000 people.
200,000 people. Now that means more than just, giving out clothing and stuff. Like you said, meals for people, shelter, all of this.
Drinks,
everything.
When we hit the fire lines sometimes, it can be the first responders who are stuck out of the line, CHP and folks like that. It can be sometimes the firefighters if they're at their rig and we catch them behind the fire lines. It can be the folks who've been pushed out of the area and are waiting at the corners for the fires to release. So there's a lot of different folks that get pushed out for one reason or another because of the fires every year.
And it's been tough. It's been tough over the last year, I'm sure, just like everybody else. COVID is just, you know, it's killed fundraisers. It's, you know, people are just, you know, and they're not sure what to do. They're in defilade. We used to call it helmet defilade. You climb inside your helmet when people are shooting at you. But things are starting to open up again. And having your own kitchen, I can see where that would be a huge asset to the community.
And take time away in times of emergency. You know, in other words, if you're trying to, like, something happens with the car, again, the fires, you know, you just don't think it's going to hit us. It hits us, and you're doing everything you can within the community. And just think about how quickly you can get things done and get there. Now, did you talk earlier about the fact, Carl, when our gentleman came in this morning just now to be interviewed and talk about, you know, their match about the veterans?
Well, yeah, can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
Because today's one of those days.
It is.
You all provide groceries to veterans.
Yeah, we started a program on Wednesdays specifically aimed at veterans for a couple of different reasons. We've seen them in our food lines and stuff like that, and so we noticed that, you know, they're coming in for services anyway, you know, and what they've done for us, it would be best if we picked a day out of the week and we especially catered to them and did what we could do. And so we have some gift cards because of local donors. Man, our local stores are so awesome here. Holiday has blessed us with gift cards to be able to help folks out, and so has Safeway in a big way. So it just gives us a chance to bless those that have blessed us, gone before us and protected us and served us. And what better way than to spend time with them? And not just that, but be able to, we were working with the VSO and now we're working with Nation's Finest, and we're trying to get it so that if there's needs that those veterans have, that we can connect those needs when they come in for that service time, because it's a special time just for them.
Yeah. And it goes from 9 to 11 every Wednesday, excuse me, every Wednesday at the Salvation Army at 2691 Larkspur. And that, you know, that's great. I mean, that is just, and no questions, nothing. You just come in, show that you're a veteran. And I imagine you probably know most of them already but you have to have proof that you are a veteran.
Yes.
And you can get that at the Shasta County Veteran Service Office if you don't have one. And you can go down and get high quality groceries there. No questions asked.
Yeah, what an honor. You know, what an honor to be able to serve those that have served us.
Well, things are tight out there, as we all know, because of the job situations. In many cases, it's, there's lots of jobs available out there, but people are still having to stay home for one reason or another, you know, kids in school or whatever, you know, until we can get all the kids back in school full time. So this is great. This is truly, something, that the community should know about and should appreciate. Roger.
Yes.
What are you doing over there?
I am a volunteer. I roughly volunteer between 30 and 36 hours a week. And I'm the gopher. If he needs me to do something, I get it done. If he needs a donation, I get it done. If he needs
radio time.
Food,
amen.
Radio time, anything. You know, I sweep the floors. I clean the toilets. I do whatever is needed. So it's just a great feeling that I can help out with the Salvation Army and give back to those that need help.
Great. You know, the Salvation Army has been such a big part of our community. And with all the tragedies we've had here, when I'm saying tragedies, I'm talking about the fires. And Cal Fire is saying this could be one of the worst seasons ever. We've talked to some of the Fire Academy kids and the instructors out there. There's less crews than there used to be. I mean, this is, the undergrowth hasn't been cleared like the governor and so many other people were crying about, saying how they were going to do it. They haven't done it. So this could be another bad year, but this is something the Salvation Army does, is you all stand up.
You know, we live in a great community up here, and we're blessed to have so many community partners. Roger was talking about his volunteering. There's so many community partners that help us out, different clubs, different groups, different churches. During the disasters, this is a really special place. We couldn't do it without them.
Yeah. Okay, so tell them again. We've got this. You have a $1,500 donation from a person or group here in Reading, and you are asking other groups to match this, or people, so that you can build your own kitchen at the Salvation Army.
Yes, it's going to cost us about $65,000 to build, and we're doing several different fundraisers, and this is just the first one to kind of kick it off. And so we're looking for at least 20 matching donations of $1,500. They'll get their name on a plaque inside the kitchen when it's put together. But we're about to get our third one. I was contacted, so our third donation of $1,500. So we're just trying to fulfill that and get that done so we can start the project and get ready for the season that we're rolling into.
All right, let's tell people where to go to look this up and to contact whoever. Somebody may be writing a check right now. Who do they contact?
So if they call us at 222-2207 at the Salvation Army, they can speak to somebody over the phone. They can send something into 2691 Larkspur Lane, or they can just show up at our front door at 2691 Larkspur Lane. Another thing is they can go to readingsalarmy.org, which is our website, and they can give through that means also. So there's several different ways for them to participate.
And that money will stay right here.
Absolutely. Okay. Right, it goes by zip that. Code. Yep.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you for being with us this morning,
Thank
gentlemen.
You.
And Captain Timothy Danielson, and, of course, Roger Plato.
Okay.
Plato.
Yeah.
But, are you Greek?
No. Plato? It was shortened many years ago.
Oh.
So, hey, probably 200 years ago.
Oh, now you're Plato.
Okay,
yeah,
now I'm Plato.
You like that.
And that's like the Greek philosopher.
Yes, right? Exactly.
And I am, so.
well, it is Greek then.
Yeah, okay.
All
okay,
right.
We're going to take a quick break here. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is bringing us a segment. You know, nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He has been doing this for a couple of decades. He's been through the Bureau of Automotive Repair. He has been going through a variety of different schools throughout his career, and he's truly from the old school. Each and every repair is a sign of quality workmanship. There's no practicing with Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They are certainties. Isn't that cool? There's no question in here. He fixes it, and then he guarantees it, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can do it. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 14 years ago, and you still can't see it. It's never gotten any bigger. And what can you say? It's a veteran-owned business, and you will not be disappointed. For a free consultation, give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. He's open today. We'll be right back with the Reading Rodeo Cowboy Association.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Live American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explore the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
There better be rodeo music after this. Got it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. Casey,
well,
and
all kinds of music at the rodeo these days.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Lindebot. Hey, it is 7:37 in the morning, and gosh, what is it? Like 64 degrees out there.
Absolutely, and it's going to be 96 today.
Rodeo.
Overnight lows of 62. We'll do more of a weather update in just a moment.
This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. You know, Mike Huber's been doing this for over 17 years in the same location off Caterpillar Road. He does great work. He works by appointment only. He does free consultations. He did our kitchen and just did a magnificent job. If you're looking to make some changes in your home with somebody that knows what he's doing, give Mike Huber a call at 241-STONE, S-T-O-N-E, or learn more at EstateGranite.com. Estate Granite. I tell you what, good people there. Now, the loot was found Tuesday night at the yellow traffic barricade that is chained to the light pole in front of the Asphalt Cowboys Clubhouse. They still don't have a name yet. Now, the person who found the loot, it's been rumored that he would have found it sooner, he or she would have found it sooner. However, he had to keep walking over the prostate forms of Asphalt Cowboys that were just laying out there in front of their clubhouse. I'm sure that was just a rumor.
No, but I witnessed those people last night while we were putting signs up in the arena and getting things ready. There's people poking around all over the place, looking around.
Really?
And it was quite comical to watch them look through dumpsters and trash cans and all kinds of things around there. Just, I knew something was up, and I remembered what happened, and I was like, okay, something's going on. And I go, well, you know, they usually won't put it that close to home. And I'm thinking, you know, I got to go look at this little poem that they have out there for the details. Well, and I was just saying, yeah. You guys, but there was a lot of people.
And in case the voice sounds familiar, ladies and gentlemen, with us this morning is Bennett Gooch, the chairman, and also the guy who definitely is making everything
with
happen.
His daily radio show.
His daily radio.
Hey, by the way, that clue was the strangers have emptied our post office. The loot's gone with them, too. Under the watchful eyes of asphalt cowboys whose failure has left them blue. Okay. Under the watchful eyes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, now we're getting close.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is opening.
Yep.
Okay.
Kick it off.
What?
Slack
tomorrow. Give us an inside scoop of what is different and what is the mindset as this year approaches.
Well, the only difference is we're one day down. That's a little different, so we got an extra day this week to prepare for it. But it's pretty much normal. We have the same number, maybe a little more contestants than normal. We still have the same format. We have the same production going on. A few things here and there. You know, we tweak things slightly every year just to see if we can make it better. But we don't change it a whole lot because you change too much. You don't know which was good and which was bad. Pretty much a day, in our life starts real early in the morning, 5, 6, getting up. Heading down to the rodeo grounds. Slack is at 10 a.m., but that means you got to get down there a couple hours.
Tell people what Slack is.
Slack is the, we have 444 plus cowboys, and we only take each night 10 in each event. And so if more contestants enter than we can fit into a performance, we have to run them outside of the performance. So in the for the timed event Slack, which is our calf roping, our tie down and team roping, steer wrestling, we may get 60 some odd teams, but we're only going to take, 30 into the performances over three nights. So they all get two goes at it. So they divide themselves up over the 3 days. They come in and they rope, once in the morning. If their time is fast enough, they'll sift into the performance that night. If their time is not fast enough, they'll take their second, attempt that morning. And then they are free to go. They go to the next rodeo, and we did that so they didn't have to come back and forth. They're obligated to us for one day. And so depending on how well they'll do, they'll make it into the performance or not. But that way it gives them all a shot to enter.
It's like auditioning.
This is the timed events, but it's also, is it the Roughstock?
Roughstock, we have we only let in what fits in the performance. So there's 45 bronc and bareback riders and 60 bull riders. Total for the week. And so those are limited. They get one attempt at it and the best.
Okay, so you have but for the payouts,
mm-hmm.
And when you hear that, like, they won that night.
Yeah.
But they're not going to ride the next night.
Correct.
But if they have the high score of the week,
yep.
They then win that also.
Correct. So there's day money and then there's overall money. So
right.
they can win for their day. You potentially could ride Slack, and if you probably need to run a performance run too, but somebody on Thursday could win the whole event. You just don't know until the end. And the only way to avoid that and have the winner in the arena would be to have a short go, which would mean they would have to come back another day.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, they've got other events to go to.
Because they signed up for other ones.
Yeah, they do. And so, the purse is comprised of money that we add locally. We add $88,000 to the purse, and then all of their entry fees add on top of that. So they're well over $250,000 in that purse that they're riding for throughout the week. So
all the cowboys.
Yeah, so there's opportunities to make money.
So say you win day money.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like, day money?
Well, if you win the event, you're probably going to pull anywhere from $6,000 to $7,000 out of here.
Okay.
There's three timed event, three rough stock, and then our team roping, we pay equal money for our headers and our heelers. So, that's almost like another event plus our barrel racers. So,
right.
You divide that up over that, all that money into those, all those events, and then you break it out per day, and then you have your overall average winner. So, it gives them an opportunity to pick up a check, and that's all they need to do. They want to pick up a check at every rodeo they go to so they can keep adding to that pile of money to qualify for the NFR at the end of the year.
That's right. We're here with Bennett Gooch, and I've got a couple other questions that we're going to hit on the next side. I think the more people understand this is that, Cowboys have to hit a number of rodeos. They have to make a certain amount of money to qualify for the NFRs, which are huge paydays.
That's their goal.
Yeah, I mean, that's they can pick up $100,000.
Yeah, or more.
Or more.
So the day money at the NFR is quite high. So if you can go win a couple rounds there, you've just made you've made a living for the year. So
and they compete every day.
At the NFR,
it's just the top 10 in each event. So every day they ride.
They do.
Give them a chance to collect a bunch of money.
Yep.
I've seen the totals coming out of there and thought, oh my gosh, here's this 18-year-old kid, that just won $250,000.
Oh yeah.
Or more.
And it's hard on them. You know, they think that's not a big deal. Go ride 10 nights in a row. But they gotta stay healthy. They gotta stay, put together, and that's where the Justin Sports Medicine team is on site all the time, working on those guys to keep them healthy to get through the round 10. And
if you don't think it's hard, I would just get on a bull sometime. I've done that. I've been on a bull, and just, you know what, your whole world changes. You know, everything's fine
survival.
Until they're looking at you for you to make some kind of nod to open up the chute. And it's, you know what? Your whole life changes right then.
Yeah, they're quick. They can move faster than you.
Their skin moves.
They do.
Their hide moves.
I remember back, was at the Cow Palace many, many years ago, and I watched this guy get bucked off, and he climbed over the exit gate. And thought he was, everyone thought he was safe. That bull hopped over that 6-foot gate like it was nothing. And from that day on, I'm like, you're never really safe.
No.
They can do what they want to get to you, but.
You're just a little excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Bennett Gooch, the president of the Reading Rodeo Association, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Absolutely. A place to go to. Actually, they have wonderful silver and turquoise jewelry and estate pieces. And if you have watch repair or need to have a loose stone that is perhaps that you inherited, or if you want to get, for your insurance writer, for insurance needs, to talk about some maybe heirloom pieces that you have, Four Winds Jewelry is the place, located on Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. This is your talk radio.
I don't know why I act the way I do, like I ain't got a single thing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician. 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways.
Oh, yeah. I grew up with, my dad was kind of a cowboy. I mean, I would say, you know, we did rodeo. I grew up in Pleasant Valley, and at 4-H I had horses, and we went to the rodeo as a kid in Placerville, and I really loved it. It's been part of, then the Folsom Rodeo, and then been to the rodeo, I think, in Colorado, Montana. It's always, if it's a happening event, and I happen to be traveling, I would love to go to the rodeo. So since moving to Reading, one of my favorite events is to go to, the rodeo. And then this year, Chicks and Chaps has been moved to September 18th. That's always been in the last 6 years has been an event. And they've moved it to September 18th, and I'll be, involved with that organization, which is incredible. Of course, that's, pink and breast cancer awareness, but it's just a wonderful event as well. So when you go online to this wonderful new website, by the way, again, we talked about that last time, Bennett, but this website is just very informative. Easy to get tickets and easy to dissect.
Speaking of tickets.
Yes, speaking of tickets, we have two tickets in my hand right now to give away for Thursday night.
Tomorrow night. Rodeo opening night.
Two tickets. And you know, it doesn't matter.
And sitting together.
Yes, of course. I can tell you where the sections are, but it doesn't matter because, you know, it's just being part of this experience.
There's no bad seats.
No bad seats. So give us a call, 605-4567. And, you know what, Jared, we're going to ask them to hold on and go on. I want them to come on the air and tell us what they love about the Reading Rodeo.
Well,
there we go.
Here we go. We talked about the By the way, Hubert Bennett Gucci is president of the Reading Rodeo Association. Has been associated with it now how many years?
A lot. Since probably around.
Hey, Jared, we need him on. We need his microphone on.
Hey there.
Hello, Jared.
Yeah, not yet.
Nope. Jared, we need his microphone on.
I'm sorry, I was on the phone.
We need his microphone on.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm back.
We got a lot of moving parts
yeah,
there.
Yeah, people are calling and all this. How long have you been associated with it?
Since probably about 94, I think.
94.
Yeah, yeah. It's just been a whirlwind since then.
27 years. Yeah.
Yeah, it really makes the year go by quick because even the rodeo's over, you start for the next one. So next thing you know, May's here again, and you're just running.
Okay. The
we have a caller. Let's let's see who our winner is. And what does the Reading Rodeo mean for you? And who are we talking to?
We're talking to Diane.
Diane?
Yes.
Tell us.
I love the rodeo. I grew up on a farm, and I begged for a horse, and I got a horse. Joined the Horseman's Club in a little town in Lake County, and I went to Lakeport, and I happened to win the best horse. I carried the American flag, and I won the best horse for the parade. My grandfather happened to get a silver saddle, and I had the whole outfit.
Wow.
That's great.
Wow. Great. Diane. Oh, good. Well, I know you're going to enjoy these tickets
Yes.
I sure will.
Well, congratulations for tomorrow night. Two tickets. Thank you for calling at KCNR. Thank you.
1326 Market Street. Thanks, Diane.
And come to the station to get the tickets?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Thank
okay.
you, Diane.
Thank you.
You bet. Bennett, this is 73 years of rodeo.
Yeah.
And you've seen, what is the biggest change that you've seen in 27 years? I mean, that's a long time, 27 years. You must have joined it when you were two.
Yeah.
What's the biggest change you would say?
You know, I think the biggest change is the production of the event. You know, we pay close attention to how well it flows, how quickly it goes through. We want to make it long enough to everyone to enjoy, but we don't want it too long where people want to leave and they've been there too long. So, I think that has gotten really good over the years. You know, we've always hired the best contract personnel, specialty acts and things like that. But I think just paying attention to the small details of production to make it an experience for the fans to come through. I know we were talking earlier about rodeos, different venues. That's what's kind of unique about professional rodeo is I've go to a lot of rodeos throughout the year, and every rodeo is different and unique to its own communities. And you see the same events and competitors, but the experience is completely different everywhere you go. There's some large venues you sit far away from the action, unlike Reading, where every seat is good in the house, and you feel the thunder of the hooves hit the ground. You hear the action. You hear the competitors. You hear the pickup men.
You get dirt on you.
We've had contestants get bucked off into the first few rows. I mean, you get to really experience that, whereas other events, sometimes you're across the racetrack or you're you know, up farther in the seating areas. And so every venue is different. And, you know, that's what makes it really unique. You go to a baseball game or a basketball game. You know, every park and venue is a little bit different, but you're going to get kind of the same product. And with the rodeo, you get a lot more local feel. You get a lot more, unique experiences, food courts and different specialty bars and things that are around, and people just come together from the community and the town to be there that weekend one time a year.
Where can you get deep fried French fries in a ball that has enough cholesterol to drop you right there? Where else except at a rodeo?
Our food vendors are something else. It sometimes is difficult because we don't have time to stop and eat. You know, we get there early. We do slack. We prepare things. We're feeding animals. We're feeding livestock way late at night. And you smell all that food. You don't have time to get it. And by the time you're ready to go get something, they're all closed. And they're you know, 2 in the morning, and they're ready for, you know, going to bed,
gosh,
getting ready for the next day. And you're
okay. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
How do you take how do people join your association, or do they?
They do.
We
pick up. On average, we're picking 2 to 3 people up a month. So we meet monthly.
To join. Okay.
The first Thursday of every month. You can go onto our website and inquire. You know, there's a spot on there. You can send us a message. We'll invite you over. And, you know, we're always in need of all kinds of people from, different,
Jake Mangus,
you know,
just walked in.
I would love to have a commercial artist, that's on, in our association. I need people to do that. And, you know, there's just different things that we need that we love to do in house. And, we're always looking for new people that want to come down and join what we do.
And if you join, you get a chance to, you get some good seats, but you're going to be, you may not see the rodeo.
I think I've seen one Reading rodeo, and that was the year before I joined. And,
I see you walking across.
Yeah.
Arena with your head down, and, because you're trying to figure out all this, and everybody's working so hard there.
Yeah.
We've gone over time, but I just want to tell you, Bennett, how much we as a community appreciate the work you and all the Cowboys do.
Well, that's why we do it. There's times it gets tough and you're wondering why we do this, but other times when you see the joy that the community gets out of it, that's what keeps us doing it.
Cool.
So,
good.
We have a lot of people that put a lot of time and hours into it, and that's exactly why we do it.
We're going to give away 2 more tickets for Friday in this next hour after when the Chamber of Commerce is on. Bennett Gooch, the president of the Reading Rodeo Association, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for letting me come in a few days.
Hey, you know what? We're going to give you your own show here pretty soon.
I'm looking forward to it.
We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Mr. Trump calls Cheney a talking point for Democrats, whether that means the border, the gas lines, inflation, or destroying our economy.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Also happening on Capitol Hill today, a House Oversight Committee is holding a hearing about the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Republican James Comer is the ranking member on the panel and says Facebook and Twitter's platforms were used to organize the January 6th protest.
The FBI and Department of Justice have laid out their roles very clearly in their criminal complaints and indictments. But the Democrats refuse to investigate those companies or even ask tough questions.
Violence continues for another day in the Middle East between Israelis and Palestinians. The Israeli army says a soldier was killed in a missile attack. It's the first military death in 3 days of fighting. Earlier today, the militant group Hamas confirmed that its Gaza City commander was killed in an Israeli airstrike. The Biden administration is urging for calm. On Wall Street, the Dow is off by 291 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have 2 dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has 0 issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dog actually salivates, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
The International Federation of the Red Cross says coronavirus cases have exploded in Asia in the past 2 weeks, with over 5.9 million new infections. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Red Cross says more people have been diagnosed with the disease in Asia over the past 2 weeks than in the Americas, Europe and Africa combined. The group warns the surge is pushing hospitals and health systems to the brink of collapse. 7 out of the 10 nations doubling their infection numbers fastest are in Asia and the Pacific. Campaigners are calling for more regional support with shipments of medical equipment, support for prevention and urgent access to vaccines. Vaccination campaigns in Asia are hampered by shortages, hesitancy and the costly logistics of reaching many areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Fewer Americans are reluctant to get a COVID-19 vaccine than just a few months ago, but many are still holding back. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports on the findings of a brand new poll.
Just 11% of people who remain unvaccinated say they will definitely get the shot, while 34% say they definitely won't, according to the poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. That leaves a large swath of Americans in the middle who might still roll up their sleeves. Overall confidence in the vaccines is up slightly compared with a few months ago, with 45% of all adults now very or extremely confident that the shots were properly tested for safety and effectiveness, compared with 39% in an AP NORC poll in February. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A man accused of killing eight people in shootings at three Atlanta-area massage businesses has been indicted on murder charges in two counties. Six of the victims were women of Asian descent. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Rodeo Week! Today, the 12th of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage.
He's arrived!
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
You're awake and alive and...
I am, and we have
like a rhinestone cowboy.
And we have Jared at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Jared, I was yelling at Jared while Jared was on the phone with somebody, with Diane.
Sorry about that.
That was okay. I wasn't yelling at you.
No,
I was just
trying to get, a lot of moving parts.
To get your attention.
Right.
And, you know, you told me last time not to draw the gun again, just to get your attention. Okay. Linda. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Jake.
Morning, Linda.
So happy to have you here. Yes.
We'll introduce Jake in a second.
Yeah, okay. I want to go over what we're going to experience here with our weather. Looks like our forecast today, we will be at 96 degrees. We're at currently 64. Mostly clear tonight with our temperatures around 62. Thursday calls for 95. Sunny skies, and Thursday night mostly clear with our overnight lows around 63. Friday, we're calling for chance of showers with a high of 92. How weird. You know, it's going to be kind of humid Friday. Friday night, slight chance of showers and mostly clear with the overnight lows of 62. Saturday calls for sunny with a high of 93 and Sunday sunny with a high of 95. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, we're sitting here with Jake Mangus.
Jake is sitting here with us.
And
that's right.
And I just got a text message from John Robbins with Signorama, and he said, we are mounting the Umbrella Alley brackets today, which means the umbrellas are going to be back up any day now, which is exciting because people have been missing those.
Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. Breaking news. Can you believe that the loot was already found from the robbery?
Okay, so truth be told, this has been I'm 0 for 40 in my life in finding the loot before someone else. I was this close one year on the Cypress Street Bridge right after it was remodeled and all that stuff. I knew it was on the bridge somewhere, and it turns out it was taped underneath the handle of a handrail walking up to the top of that bridge. I was so close one year. But anyway, me and a couple of buddies, you know, we were always texting about where we think it might be. And this year I actually did my morning jog along the Blue Gravel Mine Trail because I thought maybe that blue piece of the quote, of the clue, maybe it was alluding to that trail. Or was it the police station? Or was it Reverend Royal Blue? What could it be? Was it the Blue River? What is it? Are we reading too much into it? Yeah. Where was it, Carl?
It was at the yellow traffic barricade that is chained to the light pole in front of the Asphalt Cowboys Clubhouse.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you said under the vision of the Asphalt Cowboys.
Well, of course. But
now, what about the other one, though?
I don't know. I'm giving Cameron Middleton all kinds of heck over that one. But the Lone Stranger and the Sidekick, do we have new clues for today?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
here
I want to hear those.
Oh, okay, that was loot. It's when they made the alert at 6:20 this morning. Okay, here's the clue for the strangers. Okay, they've already found the loot. It was down in front of the Asphalt Cowboys clubhouse. Wednesday, running from the posse was easy. Pressed all night they did. Electing to plot their escape. Still under the stars they hid. So right away, you get something about maybe somebody writing, the press, election, like, you know, maybe a politician.
Yeah.
Under the stars. Now, could that be the giant flag?
Could
be. Or any flag.
Yes.
You know who brought that up earlier was, I want to say Knudsen.
Yeah, Nathan Knudsen.
We would never thought about the flag. I would have thought Under the Stars could have been like
these are the Lone Strangers, though. This is the Lone Strangers are talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's pressed. So you think maybe it's a, you know, is Silas Lyons? What about Silas Lyons? Press.
Could be Silas.
Electing, so it could be an elected official.
It could be the gumshoe David Benda.
The gumshoe David Benda.
Who knows?
I like that.
He could be, he's like underneath the mask and everything, and he goes, he says something like, hi, David Benda. Okay, and all that stuff.
No, I don't think he does that. No. Okay. But
that would have given it away.
Okay, I'm calling today, right now. In fact, Jared, call him. Here's the number and say, Dave Benda.
Yeah, and we got to get another one. So we're getting Dave Benda and I think it's Ryan Denham. I think the other one's Ryan Denham because they were talking about heading in the right direction. It's S.J. Denham's heading north and save, head north and save
nah,
and all that
nah,
stuff. You don't think
nah.
so? No?
Running. It's got to be somebody that's a runner. Running from the posse was easy.
So they were running
so
and electing
runner that
and pressing.
We know? Yeah. Oh, so running for election.
Could have been that.
Barron Browning.
Good thought.
Barron Browning.
Hey, you know, I wrote about this week because when we've been dealing with this, you know, tourism opportunity and everything, and somebody asked me in the process, what's uniquely Reading? What's something that people would be surprised to learn about your city? To me, I went right to Reading Rodeo Week because of this conversation. We're talking about a celebrated bank robbery, which of course happened at a restaurant this year. Good for them. They're
post office.
Give some attention to the post office.
Yeah.
It was reported by the man to my left, right live on the scene, but we'll talk about him later. And we looked for the loot that was stolen, and it's like this community thing. There's the pancake breakfast. You actually have a quick draw match. We've got, you know, all of these things that happen year after year that are just part of the fabric of Reading and something you won't find in another city. And then, as you heard from the last guest with Bennett Gooch, this Hall of Fame rodeo that's had all this history happen, like Lane Frost and Red Rock back in the
74 years.
Or late 80s and everything. Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean,
I saw that movie when it first came out, 8 Seconds, with Luke Perry.
Luke Perry.
You know where I saw it? I was in the, I was stationed at,
in a phone booth in Cheyenne. Sorry.
At Camp Pendleton, and they used to, you know, that's when you used to have, drive-in theaters.
Yeah.
And the place was just filled. And of course, it was always filled.
Sure.
But, we went down there for that movie. And I remember that. And it's funny that, you know, I bet I haven't seen it since then. And it plays occasionally.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see that again.
John Growney from Red Bluff, of course, who raised Red Rock the Bull, has a special cameo appearance in it. And I talked to him about it once, and he goes, I think the length of my scene was about 8 seconds. I think that's why they named the movie 8 Seconds.
Well, but, John Growney is something. He's
great,
you know,
man.
He was on our show many times. And his the background he can provide about rodeo, but especially about bulls, is incredible. You know, how they, when they're breeding them, how they train them, and how he doesn't even, you know, he says, you know, the cowboys in many cases don't have a chance. The bulls are that good.
I remember when this was 20 years ago or something, that I was working at Channel 7 and interviewing him in advance of a rodeo week in Reading and revisiting the Red Rock Lane Frost rivalry. And Red Rock, of course, had not been able to be ridden for the 8 second time period in more than 300 attempts. And he said that there's this legend in rodeo that, a great bull rider sometimes can be reincarnated as a bucking bull. And so he thought that maybe that was the case with Red Rock.
Whoa. Hey, we're here with Jake Mangus and Blake just rolled in.
So one of my favorite people in town is Blake Fisher. and Blake's working for Viva Downtown. He is all about downtown Reading. He lives in downtown, works in downtown, and he celebrates everything that happens here. So I'm looking forward to having him share the latest.
Okay, and you know what? And Blake is such a nice young man. I introduce him as Blake Lively half the time. He never says a word, just never says a word, just nods his head.
It's a good adverb to describe Blake.
It is, because you know what? If you think of it, Lively is kind of like you. You are everywhere.
Well, thank you, and that's just another famous Blake in the world. So I'll take that title. Anyway.
You're on your way.
What not to like about Blake?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. What a great organization this is! Jeannie Maxwell formed this organization in 1993. She has two different divisions: one for insurance and one for financial advice. And if you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or 401, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We have our insurance with Judy because she just absolutely is the best. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 8:15 in the morning here, and 66 degrees, going up to 95 today. It's rodeo week. The loot's been found, but the...
Dang it.
I told them they probably had to fight their way through the Asphalt Cowboys to find it, because it was found right in front of the Asphalt Cowboys clubhouse. We'll be right back.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy wrapped up in white linen. All wrapped in white linen and cold as the clay.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to in North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott as we remain the Switzerland of the airwaves. We refuse to side with all kinds of people, but we just want to be of the people, for the people, by the people.
We feel like we... That way we can punch at anybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Powerhouse Solar, an elite dealer for sun powers. Solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get that 26% federal tax credit. Now, when PG&E goes, turns off the power and browns out everybody, you can keep the lights on when the grid goes down with the SunPower SunVault battery and the solar that goes with it. And with financing, give them a call at 275-5600, 275-5600, Powerhouse Solar. Good people there. We're here with Jake Mangus, of the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and this show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, I might point out.
Thank you to Casey Fatch.
And thank you to Casey Fatch, who is just he just stepped forward to the question of recall.
He was there yesterday at the
Board of Supervisors meeting. He must have gone there right after he was on the show because he was here with us yesterday too.
Sure.
And Blake,
Fisher. And Blake Lively.
You know what? I've introduced him as Blake Lively and he doesn't say anything because he's a very polite young man instead of going, it's Fisher. So. Anyway, Blake Fisher here, who is our Viva rep. Yeah,
yeah, I'm so excited to be joining you guys.
You live down in the new K2 development, right across from your new offices at the Oddfellows. And we're going to get
and
to
your
that.
Apartment number.
And we'll get to that in a bit.
No, no.
You've got a big event coming.
Yeah, we do, and this is actually something that involves both Blake and Jake. The Reading Chamber of Commerce Viva Downtown K2 development. We are so excited to welcome the public to a grand opening, a very real grand opening for a very imaginary restaurant. Now, what the heck does that mean? So Whiskey Lakes Bar and Grill is one of the signs on the 1551 Market Street building downtown.
And it's the most talked about sign on that street and that business. And Jake, I've heard people say it's a franchise. They said that's a franchise. I've heard about all about it. It's going to be here.
Well, I mean, to the credit of the creative minds that thought of this very imaginary business name, you think about Whiskeytown Lake and how it just screams to be a brewery or a distillery or something like that. And it's amazing that we haven't figured that out yet somewhere. But I know that there is a Whiskeytown brewing company that is hopefully. Going to happen in the near future. But this event, Friday, May 21st from 4 to 8 at Market and Butte Street, not only is it about the fun of having Denny Bar Distillery from Aetna there serving up craft whiskey tastings and the Mosley Family Cellars there doing their thing with charcuterie pairings from Mosaic and beer from Fall River and food truck from Anthony's Mediterranean. But we'll also have a live band, and what's going on with that?
Oh, man, we're going to have a live band, but finally, after the streets reopen, we are going to see those three steam whistles finally blow. And that's going to be at Friday, next Friday, 5
what
p.m.
What time? At 5 p.m.
Ooh. 9 p.m. Quentin time.
Is this going to happen every Friday?
Yeah, every Friday at 5 p.m. So I expect to see you guys meeting me over there with our own Whiskey Lakes brown paper bag to celebrate the end of the work week.
Brown paper bag.
Now, what happens after, okay, this is the big launch that's happening next Friday, which will be the 20th. So, the 21st.
21st,
so
yeah.
What will transpire after this big launch? Is it going to be something that's an annual, like a weekly or a monthly kind of event down there?
That's a really good question. You know, this is a way that we're wanting to at least activate the space since, as you can see, there's still pretty much all the businesses that are on there. They're facade fillers. So at the moment, there's no businesses moving in, but this is hopefully a way to invite the public, activate the space, and, hey, you know, we're nearing the end of, you know, our California restrictions. It's time to hit Whiskey Lakes and make it real for one day and look forward to what it will look like over in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We couldn't put a date on what will actually happen on the bottom floor, but what we do know is that next week we'll be out there partying for one extravagant day on the
Real
Street.
Sounds like a blast. What's the band? Who's the band?
They've kept that under wraps.
Oh, okay. So I was about to give it away, but I won't.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But wait, do you know?
I do know.
Oh.
Should we share it?
Sure.
Okay, so you might
well,
know
why
this
not?
Band. I don't think I've heard them perform live, but Clear Cut.
Oh my God.
They're
good,
oh, yeah. Right? I
heard
oh
my
great
God.
Vocals
Clear Cut's
and
good.
Everything,
Clear Cut's
right?
Good.
Yeah.
They're going to be there next.
They're going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to
shut down Butte and Yuba Streets to traffic, vehicular traffic. So that ought to be fun.
Can I do that
room.
For my birthday? Can I shut that down?
When's your birthday?
August. Why okay. can't I? If you're going to just shut it down for yeah. your things, why can't I shut it
hey,
down
man,
for my birthday?
Oh man, the permitting process. I will help you out with that. It is an it's a good thing to learn about all the bits and the plays that play into this.
I wonder if somebody could do that. And then just invite the neighborhood.
I bet there's something to that.
And if anybody could, it's Carl and Linda Bott.
That's true, yeah.
And just open it
they
up
can
to,
get things
just
done.
Get a, you know, I'll pay for the band. Everybody buys their own booze there because we've got all the places around there.
Insurance rider.
We know that the sun angle at that part of the evening is going to be shining down on the area. And the idea is that people will go there, they'll grab a drink, they'll have some fun, they'll be there for the celebration of the ribbon cutting for the whistle itself. They'll watch the steam shoot out the tops and listen to that sound. And then they'll carry on to an establishment in the neighborhood later that evening.
Yeah,
right?
That's the hope. And, you know, we're so we're grateful that K2 Development, saw the potential for this area and put in, you know, fun. Because people say, why a steam whistle? And I say to that, why not? You know? We're paying homage to Girlinger Steel, our industrial industry, and when you walk down that street, you have the rustic planters, the rustic welcome to Reading sign, and now we have the real-life working steam whistle.
Where's the generator for the steam? For that? I mean, there's got to be something that makes the steam. Where's that located at?
What's really cool is Rocky Slaughter with K2 has scoured the country thinking about other examples of steam, you know, shooting out of things on command. And you think about the foghorn that was at Candlestick Park for years, and then in the SEC, there are some football stadiums that utilize some technology. So they were able to tap into that using CO2 as well as some other computerized technology. And I will give all the credit to Mark Knott of the K2 Development Companies. That's one of the other brothers.
Yeah.
And he's actually taken it upon himself to solve the riddle. So he said it's going to be ready to go. He also said that the instructions came in Italian. So he's had to, like, learn Italian to figure out how to do this right. And that's the thing. He's a blue-collar scholar, that's for sure.
Okay. I love a blue-collar scholar.
Okay, so do we know how loud this is going to be? Can you hear it all over town?
Like, we can. When we hear the 8 o'clock and the 1 o'clock, steam or whistle that I love it because it and I think it doesn't change with daylight savings time, so you know it's either 9 or 1 or 8 and something like that, right?
You're right. I mean, I know where you guys live, and I lived on Gold Street as a kid, and we used to hear that all the time, and it was like, oh, Dad's coming home for lunch soon, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So
now, is that still
going to
go on, or is this this is going to be the one and only steam whistle? And how many times does this go off again?
I'll let Blake do that one.
This will go off once a week, 5 p.m.,
on Fridays.
Okay. So the Girlinger still will go off.
Girlinger Steels goes off every single day.
Yeah,
this one will be special, you know.
So you'll know
Friday.
Friday night.
5 o'clock on Friday. That
someone's
transition.
Having a beer somewhere.
And having fun. And, that's for sure. And 5 o'clock somewhere.
Happy hour starts.
Yeah. Yabba dabba doo. Yeah. And then head on down the.
Okay, that's going to be on next Friday.
Yeah.
Big event. Good time to go to.
Have you guys been to First Fridays yet?
Yeah, we've gone around. We've wandered around there.
What'd you guys think of it?
I thought it was good. I mean, staying open later, that's got to be good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we're trying to get our downtown going. These First Fridays have been a really cool way to get people downtown to sip, shop, support local, scooter, walk, bike, and check out what's going on. And if you guys were at last week's, there was live music pretty much on every block of downtown
Reading.
You know,
I saw that. I saw down there by, Vintner's. Is it Vintner Cellar? Down there across from the old Market Street, whichever whatever that name is.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have Jim Dyer down there?
So Carnegie's.
Carnegie's. I'm sorry. It's Carnegie's.
Carnegie's. Yeah, they had Jim Dyer's band right on their brand new parklet that was done by Shasta Living Streets, and that was packed, and it was so great. They're doing $3 beer pints and live music.
Wow.
Oh, you can't miss out on something like that.
And I liked seeing it at the base of the marquee. Above the box office at the Cascade Theater, the band playing there, and people just down below. And that had that happened before?
This is the first time that the Cascade put a live band on top of the marquee, and that was Eddie Sadler and Robert Ward and their other bandmates that activated the top of the Cascade. And they lit up the marquee, which has not been lit in some time.
You know what? When we come back from this break, I want to talk about that, Jake.
Okay.
This is about the opening of Shasta County.
That's right. Thank you.
We've taken some hits here, of course, from this last year. The Chamber of Commerce helped get grants out. I understand.
Yep, that's right.
We're going to talk about that.
We're going to go after that again, too.
Yeah. And the time's 8:30, 67 degrees out there. It's going to go up about 95 today. Weather report's always brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment of the show. It's one of the only area hospital with the Da Vinci surgical robotic systems, but they are the only one with the advanced Da Vinci XI system. Enables the surgeon perform minimally invasive surgery, which means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. They also have the TAVR valve replacement they can do there, where they don't have to crack your chest open. They can go in through an artery and replace a valve in your heart, where you literally get up that day and leave the next day from the hospital. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus and Blake Fisher. As soon as we return.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to camp.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Our lives must define freedom.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down.
Welcome let back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's Rodeo Week. Somebody asked us to play Kid Rock's rodeo song, but... totally inappropriate, buddy.
Does it cuss? A lot? I mean, play it.
When Jared says it's inappropriate, it's got to be inappropriate
well,
here. Hey, 605-4567 is our phone
number.
836 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place I've had my hair cut since I've come to Reading 14 years ago. Obviously, I'm very happy with my haircuts there. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. That's right. They work on appointments, 244-9478. I think I may give them a call because I may want to get my rodeo haircut here.
Well, it's been really fun for us to start our business 11 years. We're going to be, December will be 12. So, I just, you know, because Jake, I mean, gosh, you were here for our 10th, and
yes,
it's just been
that
flying
was so
by.
Fun too.
And we were able.
Yeah, you're both here for the party.
We were, absolutely. And we both were, we've been very fortunate, through support of our community, some of our advertisers, you know, that have stayed with us and the community support that we're able to, keep going through COVID, the crises of people shutting down and that, we're just so appreciative and to be downtown and see the growth of what's happening with downtown is, it's remarkable because every time we turn around, it's something new. There's a new development and Jake, you were mentioning at the break about some kind of alley that's going to light up and we've been talking about the whistleblowing steam thing that's happening next Friday and the first Friday of the month things that are going on downtown. So can you share with us about the electric alley?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to back up a little bit and say that the chamber has been really privileged to have a front row seat to all this stuff. And one of the reasons why I invited Blake from Viva to join me today is that we often talk about downtown when I come on the show, and you got to recognize the work that Viva's been doing for decades in this neighborhood. There's hundreds of millions of dollars in development, other people taking that risk, and we are just excited to play a part in encouraging the public-private partnerships that we've seen to be able to help with the planning stages of the way that the roads would look in the future. and to see that happen, but also to celebrate the cultural district. So that designation is important to us in Reading, and it's unique. So before I answer your question, I wanted Blake to tell us a little bit about what the cultural district designation really means to us.
Well, the Reading Cultural District, we are one of 14 different districts in all of the state of California, and it means that we are recognized as a destination for our, specifically us, we're designated as a rural cultural district, and that's because we are incorporated with our rural surroundings, our industrial history, and how we have some of these beautiful preserved historic buildings. You know, right across the street, you have Old City Hall, mm-hmm. Shasta County Arts Council, which was the leading organization to get us to that point, Cascade Theater, right up the street. You have buildings like the IOOF Hall, which is the oldest buildings, you know, built in 1888, brick structure. Reading Cultural District is important because it shows that we are, we have culture, and we should start recognizing that. And we get money from the state to do beautification projects, and some of those projects we'll start seeing is getting the utility boxes painted, and hopefully an idea of seeing more musicians on the street and more murals. But, leading into that, we'll jump back and forth, because I'll pop it back over to Jake, because Jake was on the 20 Ideas by 2020 last year, where they did a lot of different art projects that bump up our cultural district.
That's true. And as I mentioned, the Umbrella Alley is going to be coming back here in the next in the near future, thanks to Cinerama's assistance in getting those brand new umbrellas back up again.
Umbrella Alley, tell our listeners, can share where is that?
Umbrella Alley is on the Market Street. On Market Street, the part that's only available for pedestrian traffic still, in between Yuba and Placer, and it's got those metal arches, and then the
county recorder's
offices
right by the, and all that.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. And we'll have more than 100 multicolored umbrellas in the sky, adding some visual
fabulous
interest, and we're talking about lighting that up too. So there was a light walk that happened recently. That's another Blake story. But anyway. So we did the downtown monument sign on the other end of the downtown core, which was a big deal. And this latest one, Electric Alley, was completed, and it's ready to be turned on. So it actually is fashioned after a South Philadelphia neighborhood, which I guess saying a rough neighborhood in South Philly is redundant. But anyway, the way that this ended up happening was it's a way of activating the space, bringing some positive attention to that particular part of the community. And this is on the Art Alley is really what it is. And that's known as what, Blake? What's that alleyway known as?
Electric Alley.
Electric Alley. And so anyway, by day, it's a mural that you can see, geometric shapes and so on.
Painted by Jack Burgess.
Thank you very much. And then by night, it's going to be lit up. And so it'll be something to really behold and a surprise for people. And I'm grateful for the property owners of what was the staging area across from Brew Coffee on Pine Street for the Market Street project. It's actually been rehabbed, and the bushes have been eliminated and the trees arbored. So you can actually see the art from Pine Street now as well. The artist, Jack Burgess, was thrilled to see that. So in the next probably week, we're actually hoping late next week we're able to pull something off where it might correspond with our Whiskey Lakes event and the steam whistle, where we'll light it up for the first time and Jack can talk about his inspiration for the art itself.
We're also, we've reached out to Shannon Phillips and Rachel
Hatch.
Yeah. From the McConnell Foundation, and to come in and talk with their synergy in this about that. I want to take an early break because I want to come back because all of this is great. It's expanding us, but we are still in the throes of being in tears. Though, frankly, in my opinion, people, tears. It's if you want to do it or not.
That's it.
That's my opinion. But I want to talk about Chamber of Commerce, where you reached out to businesses,
sure,
grants, and what's happening now.
Yep.
Your best opinion about, you know, where how many businesses are shut down. You know, we do know is the Cascade and the Civics still aren't open yet. But it appears to me they may be the only things that aren't.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:43 in the morning, and it's going to be a 95 today, and currently
it's a dry heat.
65. Yeah, dry heat.
Tickets for the rodeo on this next segment, too.
For Friday night. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots. Ruined your black tie fair. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes, and I took his glass of champagne.
Wow.
I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear.
Is that Garth Brooks. Sounds like his key
that
is higher.
That is not
it
Garth.
It doesn't sound like
it. Sounds like it's a higher key.
Garth is really tough to find online.
No,
Garth Brooks, but maybe it is.
He sings in a lower key. I'm not kidding you. It sounds exactly like him. I don't remember him sounding that high in the key.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. I'm with you,
Linda. 96.5
FM and 1460 AM. Lost total control of the show. We've got Jake Mangus, who is
trust
the
me on
CEO
this.
Of Reading Chamber of Commerce.
She's
what
a professional.
Fisher,
what
who
I
is
do.
An employee of Viva.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he's an employee. He's not a volunteer.
He's a great example of one of the residents in the downtown new downtown apartment complex, a working young professional who has a great place to live in downtown Reading.
Okay.
He loves the urban lifestyle.
Let's get into business. Okay. We know that the shutdown of businesses in our community hurt people.
Correct.
Hurt them bad. But it's been a year. Some businesses chose not to change anything.
Yeah.
And were never issued a citation. We know some businesses tried to go along with it and, spread out things and did that. With the fear of being shut down, and then after they learned, and this is my opinion, that they could still stay open, they did that.
That's right.
What was the impact last year?
Well,
Jake? I mean, it's been long enough; we should know.
I think that overall, Shasta County fared fairly well through the pandemic. I always go to things that are objective, like unemployment rates. And you look at the state of California's unemployment rate throughout the pandemic, and you compare that to Shasta County's, and Shasta County was better than the state average, sometimes 3 or 4% better, which is unheard of for our community. And I think it does speak to leadership's approach to the whole thing and saying we're going to educate and not enforce. There were little hiccups along the way, that's for sure, that you could point to. But by and large, the approach was a very good one. And leaving it up to the business owner to do the right thing as far as abiding by the health and safety guidelines. But as far as closing or not, that's a livelihood decision that they left up to the business. And I thought that was really important from a chamber perspective.
Well, we know Cleary's is shut down. And for a variety of reasons there. They were just not, there were some businesses that they couldn't do to take
there,
out.
Yeah, unfortunately, and not that Cleary's is an example, but there are always businesses that we lose, and sometimes there are convenient reasons that can be given at a given time. Now,
you're not including Cleary's in
that. I'm not including Cleary's in
that. I just want to make sure.
And I'm not naming any names on that, but I do know that the pandemic certainly didn't help some of our businesses that were in service and retail, restaurants and hospitality, those sectors and those performance venues that got hammered. Now, the ability of the chamber to go out and advocate for the business community to also bring resources to them, not only connecting them with people like the SBA and SBDC and wonderful partners like that, but to also get cold hard cash into the hands of business owners when they really needed it. Was one of my prouder moments in my role. We were able to secure more than $4.5 million, deploy it all into the community.
We were one of those businesses that applied for it.
Across Shasta County, and our whole goal was we need to be expeditious in this process. We got to get the money out fast. Let's make this an easy process for the business community to get these funds, and it worked. So now we've got federal dollars that are available again through the stimulus, and this is for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund as well as the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant, the SVOG, anyway, billions and billions of dollars. And then on the local level again, there's nearly $35 million that's going to Shasta County itself, not to mention Reading, Anderson, and Shasta Lakes funds. So
now, does this mean that that the Board of Supervisors are turning money loose again?
Our goal at the chamber is to make sure that we represent the business needs at this time, and we make a request of them and ask them to dedicate resources again to help business throughout
the county.
But that's
one of the big things with the recall. They're saying, hey, you got all this money, and you gave $4 million to the businesses.
And my response to that is that We approached it as a business decision, and we went to the supervisors after we got the results of a survey that indicated the need that we best guess, you know, throughout the county, what do businesses need right now? And it was $3 million at the time. So I went to the count to the supervisors and I said, $300,000 was the initial allocation. And we said, the need's a lot more than that. We think that it's at least $3 million. So if you could increase it, we'd appreciate it. They gave us the $3 million. We deployed it. We had a waiting list after that of about $1 million. Went back 30 days later to the supervisors, told them that, and they funded the $1 million in need. So my opinion is you don't go to them and you say, well, let's just pull a number out of thin air and say, well, give us $20 million. You don't have a plan how you're going to spend that. You don't have any kind of a clue as to the actual need, you know? So I think they did a good job.
I'm not getting into that because God knows the government spends, you know, billions, just trillions of dollars, and you're trying to figure out where it's going.
Yeah, correct.
Because they have put different names on it.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that the first time you all went out, you went out with a survey first.
Correct.
And then you went over to the Board of Supervisors. Then the money was allocated.
Yep.
So you've gone back again or getting ready to.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go back again.
I just filled out another survey.
Thank you.
So what are you hearing from businesses? I mean, now
what we're hearing from businesses now is you're seeing it across the country. The business is there. We've got across industries. There is work, and they're having a hard time finding the manpower to satisfy the demand that's out there. So, I mean, we just shared a hiring fair. Again, back to Signorama, they're having a hiring fair today, and they're willing to sign people up on the spot, go to work for us. We have heard the numbers are somewhere around this. We have 5,000 people that are not employed in Shasta County but are considered employable.
Yes.
And there are about 5,000 open jobs right now in the county.
Well, let's take
5,000 people may be on. This is the problem we're having. They're just happy to be on that unemployment check.
Yes.
And I just don't know why somebody doesn't have – how do we teach there's pride in getting back to work? We need you to come back to work.
Well, I mean, we just like to say, look, September 4th, I think, something around there is when the extra funds run out for unemployment insurance. You got to think beyond the tip of your nose sometimes and think about the future and knowing that if you're looking for work now, you have kind of your pick of a job, and you could get in now and get the good jobs that exist. But when you get down into September, maybe those jobs aren't there. We love the approach. I mean, we're in the state of California that's taking an opposite approach to states like Montana and so on, which that's come to our attention recently, where they said, look, we're going to shut off the unemployment insurance. The jobs are available. Instead, we're going to incentivize people who get off the couch and get into the workforce by giving them hiring bonuses.
Okay, now let's go back to that for a second. Other states have said if the jobs are available, you can, and you have got to prove that you've gone out and looked for a job. And Nevada just started that, a couple other states. California has not done that.
Yeah.
California is more than willing to pay people to sit on their asses. And while there's jobs out there, every business that we've had in here for the last month, every business, not most of them, every business has said, we're looking for people.
So what we're going to do this go around, what our plan is to increase the amount of money that we can give to one business. $10,000 was our cap before. We're thinking of increasing that to allow the business owner to offer those hiring bonuses to get people into their place of business, to get those capital improvements they need to improve their outdoor space, make some repairs to equipment, and then also help them with their operations. We got some tickets to give
away. Yeah, we just have a minute left, and we do have two tickets for this is Saturday night, folks. These tickets run $35 each, so do call if you're going to be serious about going. We really, you know, they're coveted tickets. So give us a call at 605-4567, and you are going to be going to the rodeo Saturday night.
Okay, 605-4567. Which I've forgotten what I was going to say because it was something that was following up with this. But as long the thing about it is that we do have jobs available. I can, you know, if you call me and say, well, where's the job available? I'm more than happy to tell you these people. Businesses are having to, this is why it takes so long to get something done. They've only got so many people to be able to work so many jobs. This is why the houses are being are slow. This is even to rug cleaning. Rug cleaning.
You're right.
$60,000 a year.
These guys are having
cleaning
record
rugs.
Years. They've had record years during 2020, a lot of those businesses. And with the stimulus and everything, that's helped too. So our college and career signing day is coming up next Wednesday, the 19th of May, where we honor post-secondary education choices, whether it's a trade school or military or college university. So it's where workforce
right.
development begins, we think.
There it is.
All right, Jared, do we have a winner?
He's still on the phone.
Somebody we have Ken who won the tickets.
Who? Sorry?
Ken.
Ken. Congratulations.
All right,
Ken.
Congratulations, Ken.
Yes, yes Ken. You got to come to the studio at 1326 Market Street. We are downtown business.
Before 2 o'clock. Today, tomorrow,
yeah,
Friday.
Yeah. And
whatever.
Your tickets are for Saturday night. So
there you go.
Congratulations.
Super. Jake, this has been a crazy show. This has been a crazy week.
It's rodeo week, though.
It's
we
rodeo
expect
week.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, tomorrow, Patrick Jones.
Patrick Jones is
Patrick
coming
Jones
on.
Is going to join us tomorrow. I'll remind him today. Right now in the chat room, I've been going at it with our chemtrail people. You're never going to convince me, people. You're not going to convince me until you can show me where it all comes from and how they get it there. I've moved too many Marines over too many miles for you just to say, oh, it just showed up. And until somebody can do that, you're never going to convince me. So, doesn't mean that you're wrong. Just convince me. Thank you so much for being with us today, Jake Mangus
and
Blake Fisher. And like I said, tomorrow Patrick Jones is coming in. And also the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard will be joining us tomorrow also. Learn who these kids are and how they got into that. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.